Welcome in to the Other Football Podcast here on a Tuesday, February the 18th. My headphones are really, really loud, so I'm going to turn it down a little bit. But Chris Chapman, Carson Merck, Thomas Viola with a really weird look on his face as he's eating nerds.
They were delicious.
And these are still Halloween candies.
Yes, you're still eating Halloween.
These are this tasted like Halloween nerds.
What I think is messed up and a bit deceitful about it is they've brought a lot of different containers to hold them.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like they were in like a cauldron around Halloween, yeah. And then it was just like in a box. And now
they're
in
a
like
basket.
Yeah, it's a nice basket with a liner. So you're like, oh, new candy.
Yeah.
It's not new.
Narrator voice. It was not
in this building. Definitely not. So, yeah.
I am looking forward to after this. I'm going straight across the street to the Albertsons to purchase a steak, which I will then take straight home and cook.
Well, what happened the last time you cooked steak?
Oh, because, man. It was not good news geese, man.
No.
So the top half of it, like the half that you can see through the packaging, looked fine. Bottom half of it was not fine.
No.
Flipped that thing over when I took it out of the packaging. It was like, nope, can't eat that.
Oh, see, and the worst is when you buy a steak and you leave it in the fridge, and then it gets like that kind of brownish red color, and you know at that point,
it's donezo.
That's a rancid piece of meat. You're not about to eat that. But
yep.
So a lot going on today. If you're listening, we assume you know where you can catch us. But if not, you can catch us on LV Sports Network, iTunes, Spotify, Pocket Cast, BGN Network,
Stitcher. Roughneck Scarves, yes, Stitcher.
Stitcher.
I think that's it. iHeartRadio.
Yeah.
Shout out to whoever got us on there.
Yeah. You know what? And maybe there's some people listening overseas, and I just want to assume that there's people all over the world who are listening to.
I also
to this wonderful podcast.
In the theme of shout outs, I texted you guys yesterday, but I have to give a shout out to Sam Doerr, who used to be a front office gentleman for the Phoenix Rising of USL Championship, now with the Arizona Coyotes. Who got me tickets yesterday?
Yeah,
for the game.
I know you
first
went to
NHL game.
Coyotes game, and they beat the Islanders.
Yeah, it's a nice little setup they got going.
Yeah,
over
I haven't been to Gila River Casino Arena or whatever it's called, but Talking Stick is
no, it's Gila River.
Talking Stick's where the Suns play.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No,
it's
Gila River.
Arizona, all about the Native American casinos sponsoring their arenas.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they might be the only people who have money to sponsor the arenas in Arizona. Who knows?
But, yeah, they had a nice little downtown district. Interesting little tidbit before we dive in too deep into that. Parking outside of this, there's like an entertainment district right across this, like literally across the street from the arena.
Okay.
And it was $15. So I'm like, not bad.
That's
whatever.
Reasonable.
Yeah, not crazy. So I pay the $15 and you get a voucher for $15 off something in said entertainment district.
Well, that is quite dope.
Yeah, it's a solid setup. So we
basically
went in.
You're parking for free as long as you're eating.
Yeah, as long as you're spending money there. So I understand the logic behind it, and I enjoyed some frozen yogurt.
That's good.
Yeah, it was quality.
Nice.
So a lot of different directions we could start here, but
I have one.
I know where you want to go.
No. Speaking of sponsorship deals or lack thereof, the deal for Avaya Stadium is gone.
I saw this, yeah.
So it is no longer Avaya Stadium.
The Other Football Podcast Stadium.
In San Jose, which means there is potential there.
Yeah, TV, get Dad on the phone.
Yeah. But in the meantime, I saw one guy, you should really give him a follow on Twitter, Colin Etnier. He said, the only stadium name that this stadium should have is the Wando Metropolitano.
I did see that. That was actually how I saw it. I think you liked the tweet. I saw that.
The San Jose Ultras from this point known as Wando Wall.
That's not bad. I have one more random tidbit. I don't know if you guys are familiar. You guys are well-read and cultured individuals.
Not really.
I am. He's not.
Yeah.
So Drew and I, when we were in Arizona, were talking about this. Are you familiar with the book Bridge to Terabithia or the movie?
No.
So TV is.
Yes.
It seems pretty dark.
It is.
So we had, I don't know how this came up, and Drew was like, yeah, there's, you know, a girl and a guy are kind of the main characters. The girl dies in the book, and it's a kid's
spoilers
book.
Spoilers to Bridge to Terabithia.
Yeah, spoilers.
When I saw the movie, we didn't finish it. We were watching it in class, and we didn't finish it, and I asked my buddy how it ends, and he goes, oh, she dies. And I'm like, no.
Yeah,
and
no.
And it's a children's book. Like, mm-hmm. If you look it up, it is under children's literature, and the girl tries to cross this, like, wood plank to go to imaginary village. And he gets blown away by like a storm, and Drew was like, "Oh, kids die in children's books all the time." I was like, "Name one other one."
Yeah,
he claimed Lord of the Flies.
There ain't no kid. Yeah, Lord of the Flies is kind of dark, but
it's not really a kid's book.
Yeah,
I don't know where. I didn't look up where that was. I didn't read that one either. But
yeah. That was a good book.
Bridge to Terabithia. That sounds like a pretty twisted, messed up book.
Yeah,
well, for kids.
No, nobody's dying in Dr. Seuss books except the spirit of the Grinch. I mean,
children are dying all the time in fairy tales. We've just whitewashed them at this point.
Yeah, like Grimm's fairy tales are actually, well,
very grim.
Who would have thought the Grimm brothers making? Speaking of Grimm, I guess we'll start with
Manchester City's.
No, I think
that
great.
Is very much the place to start.
Yeah, I think it's grim if you're a Plastic City supporter fan who started watching the game in 2009.
This is true.
So Pep's gone, right? Pep said the other day they could put us in League Two and I'll still be here.
That's typically what you say when you're not going to be there.
No.
When you need to just quell the anger and the angst at that point.
That's code word for I'm on the first plane out of here I can get after the season.
For sure. how long until Kevin De Bruyne is lobbying for a transfer to Sheffield to play Champions League ball?
Oh my God. Yeah, so that's wild because, I mean, the race for the league is, for all intents and purposes, over, right, to win the league. I mean, I hate...
Not until it's over, damn it.
I hate to say it because I don't want to...
hate to say it.
No, well, trust me, I am not going to hate saying when it becomes official. I just don't like being very
superstitious.
Yeah. So 25 point lead, it'll be down to 22 tomorrow after City beats West Ham, who get Liverpool over the weekend.
Nice.
Who are going to be an angry Liverpool over the weekend.
Saying angry West Ham. I was like,
West Ham's going to beat them, and that's going to be the start of the decline.
No, today could have been the start of the decline, but so I don't want to jinx it, but the real interesting aspect here is there was never really a race for second either because I don't really feel like Leicester had the staying power to compete with City. Leicester's going to end up second in the league. The real question becomes what happens with third through seventh and even the FA Cup because there's so many different scenarios at play here because obviously if City, they are going to appeal. I don't think they will win.
Were those videos of the lawyers, was that fake or was that real?
I thought that was real, but I don't think they'll win for this reason.
Intense.
Yeah, it was like
a starting 11 or more.
I don't think they're going to win for this reason. I feel like UEFA wanted to make an example out of them, and I feel like UEFA made sure that their case against them was pretty airtight and rock solid.
To make that discipline?
Yeah.
It has to be.
Because maybe you fine them $30 million or maybe you do something like that, but to ban them from Europe, that's really hitting them where it hurts because that's all they care about is winning.
Well, this is going to have long-lasting implications because of the fact that now it's going to be significantly harder for City to attract new talent.
Well, the other thing is, what if they win the Champions League this year?
That's what I want to happen.
Because then are you stripping them of the title?
No.
I mean, in all honesty, I think what UEFA should have done is they should have had them, and maybe because there wasn't enough time to do it, but they should be forced to pull out of the competition this year.
No.
Because if they win it, it makes a mockery because they were fudging the books to get to this point.
My problem is that the rule itself is dumb.
It's not dumb if you think about it.
If you think about it, what it really is designed to do is keep the status quo as it is. It helps the teams that are already there, but it hurts the teams that want to be there.
Well, I saw Copenhagen had some kind of banner today that basically said, hey, think about the little guys too. And they had a picture of chairs that had Real Madrid, Barcelona, Chelsea, United. I don't think Liverpool was on that chair. But they had a chair of all these quote, unquote, big clubs. Basically saying, hey, don't forget about us. And the thing is,
I don't understand the sign.
Well, the sign is basically what TV was getting at, that it's a shot to keep the small guys down and keep the status quo as it is.
Yeah, like,
they don't want someone crashing.
The sign? That was my confusion.
It was a huge sign unveiled by their supporters.
Whose supporters?
Copenhagen.
I think what Chris is getting is the point of it is, like, it's saying don't just make rules to benefit the big clubs. Think of everybody.
Yeah, because I think what City's argument is going to be is we're not part of the elite. We want to be, and we've basically used dirty money to get there, but so is everyone else. And I think someone who could be affected by this is Leipzig, right? The way that they've shot up the table, they were just 5 years ago, they were in Bundesliga 2, right? Leipzig. And now they're playing in the Champions League knockout stage. They are probably doing the same thing City's been doing. I mean, Red Bull is their sponsor. So you have to think there's probably some kind of connection, just like Etihad and
instead of Red Bull gives you wings,
yeah,
Red Bull gives you
Champions Leagues.
Yeah, Red Bull gives you insignificant funds.
So I'm just like I understand why the rule is there, and I don't think it's a bad rule.
I think it is.
But the reality is it's just like speeding. You could think speeding is a bad rule. I don't agree with it. I drive a few miles over the speed limit. If I get pulled over, I'm still breaking the law, whether I think the law is stupid or not. I'm still doing something, quote, illegal.
True.
So you have to abide by the rules. And City might try to bring the establishment down, but until they do, the punishment is for violating rules that, well, they may deem stupid, but they're still the rules.
The problem is it's arbitrarily handed down. This is worse than the NCAA. Like in the NCAA, they're like the NCAA. They're like, oh well, this school, this kid didn't pay for his books. Oh well, guess what? You guys aren't playing in the March Madness for the next three seasons, even though that kid graduated 4 years ago.
Right.
Meanwhile, if you're UNC, it doesn't matter if none of your kids actually ever showed up to a class. You're still in the tournament. You're fine.
Well, yeah, that's you could make same up fake thing. Classes. Yeah,
that's the same thing that's happening with these financial fair play laws. They're not being. It's not an even playing field. Like, PSG really hasn't violated fair play over the last several seasons.
Right.
With that Neymar contract, they really didn't. Nothing's funny there. But Man City gets busted, and some of these other teams that have been much smaller get busted. It's not a good rule. It doesn't help who it's supposed to help. It clearly hasn't had the effect that it's intended to. And on top of that, it's just another example of corruption.
I think Sunderland has tried their best to avoid the accusations of financial fair play. So they've just continually just been worse over this time. They're like, see, we're not doing anything wrong here. Yeah, that is, I'm not sure if I have strong feelings one way or the other on it. I think I understand what TV's saying as far as it was intended to kind of level things out at least a little bit, and it hasn't, obviously. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I don't hate City, so I'm not unhappy they're not going to be in the Champions League, but I'm also not happy they're not going to be in the Champions League.
Well,
but I do hope they win it this year. That would be excellent.
What's interesting would be, because now the FA is saying that they're going to take a look at it, and I don't think the FA is going to do anything, to be honest.
No.
Like, there's been talk about points reduction, and, you know, there's been talk that possibly they'd strip them of some of their titles in the league, and I'm only going to speak for me. One of them would go to Liverpool. I don't want it. I don't want to win the title that way.
So I guess
that doesn't count. That's like with the Astros thing. Like, if you strip their 2017 World Series, even if you, and I'm not getting into the merits of all of that, but just like giving it to the Dodgers doesn't mean the Dodgers won a World Series. It doesn't work like that.
I don't mind it in either circumstance, to be honest. I don't mind you stripping it from a team, but you can't give it to the second place.
No,
team.
And the thing is, the year that Liverpool finished second to City, not this last year, but I think it was 2013, 2014, there was a horrific offside against Raheem Sterling when he played for Liverpool. He scored the goal. He was a mile onside. I mean, we've watched the video.
Yeah.
That turned out to be the difference in the league. I would rather the FA go back and say, yeah, you know what? We screwed up, and they did, because they added VAR to prevent things like that from happening. But
narrator, it did not prevent things like that from happening.
No, and it also didn't prevent Michy Batshuayi from getting kicked in the jewels
yesterday. How did Blockhead not get... If you don't know who Blockhead is, it's Harry Maguire.
Yeah, I'm surprised he doesn't tip over when he...
Yeah, his head looks like a block of cement.
Yeah, and then he he scored on a header yesterday, too.
He should have even been in the game.
Yeah, no, he should have been off. I can't remember. I think it was Harry Maguire that tried to justify that he thought he was going to fall on him.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he tried to keep him on his feet by kicking him in the grape. So I was
phenomenal.
Interesting strategy.
VAR Chester United gets a W over Chelsea, 2-0. And
bro, your team is Liv VAR pool.
Dude, Liverpool have had the second most goals go against them for VAR. So, like, I read today that more goals have been called back for Liverpool for offside and VAR infractions than everybody but one other team.
You read that in the Liverpool Echo?
No, Liverpool Echo's legit paper.
But doesn't that but I'm guessing with that, you violate VAR a lot, you violate the rules a lot,
you get caught a lot. No, but that's just it. VAR works. There's inconsistencies in it. Well, apparently for a lot for Brighton. Brighton and United are the two biggest beneficiaries of VAR.
VAR works in every league except England because England, I've said it before and I'll say it again, England is tanking VAR.
Well, I don't think they are. I feel like
England's
just
goal is to get it relegated out of the league.
Like, they need to adjust the offside rule to keep up with the technology. I feel like that's something that will be addressed in the offseason.
Yeah, but it's not a problem for any other league.
Well, because every other league has had it for a couple of years.
Yeah, but they're doing it. It did not.
There's
it
an was adjustment not, period.
It was not implemented in these other leagues with this much of a nightmare.
Well, to be honest, this is the English league is the biggest league in the world. So to expect it to be
second
flawless,
biggest behind MLS. Yeah.
So to expect it to be flawless is just, I think it's kind of silly. But
yeah, there's a difference between flawless and this atrocious.
Yeah.
There's a difference between being Ronaldo and being Chris Magnum Chapman.
Well, clearly I'm as good as Ronaldo, so.
And is good looking.
Yes.
Both Ronaldos combined. Yes. And
the statue or the sculpture of me is even better than the one of Ronaldo.
That was bad. That was a messy fan that made that, assuredly. But
oh yeah.
No,
yeah.
So if VAR works, why did Harry Maguire get sent off yesterday? How'd that work out?
Well, it's supposed to work. The problem is that that's why I refer to them as VAR Chester United.
Yeah, I guess. Harry Maguire.
They have been the second biggest beneficiary of VAR calls.
Where the hell was VAR when Newcastle was getting stomped out on Sunday?
Yeah, what the hell was that? I watched the first half like
it was 0-0.
Yeah, I was like, nobody's scoring in this game. I turned it off. All of a sudden, I look up, it's 4-0 Arsenal.
Bad news, man. Yeah, it was bad news.
Arsenal scored more goals in that match in the second half than I think they had in their previous like 12.
Which means that they are due to just absolutely.
Bottom out.
They're going to poo the bed this week.
Yeah. Who they play? Whoever they play. Oh, is it Everton?
Yep.
Oh, no.
Everton has a
second most points since they fired their manager.
Yeah. Everton really, when you think about it, Everton are the true winners of the Premier League this season.
I like it.
But they have a rough schedule coming up.
I haven't.
They just got done with a rough schedule.
I know it's going to be a little bit more difficult for them, but I feel like they have. I feel like they've kind of gotten it right.
Yeah, I think that. I mean, we'll see because it's Everton.
I'm being honest. I think they will take points off of Liverpool.
That'd be great.
Oh no.
I mean, my big thing though,
because the thing is, like,
look, I don't care if we get curb stomped 12-0 by Liverpool if we make the Champions League.
I feel like Everton. They already get up for that game, especially at Goodison. Like, they always play Liverpool really, really tough at Goodison.
I want to be a walkout winner.
But I feel like you have the possibility of Champions League for them. You definitely have a possibility of Europe. They're playing well. The fact that Liverpool could, in theory, at this particular moment, win the league at Goodison Park, if that's a possibility going into that match, that Liverpool beats Everton, they win the league. There's no chance in hell Everton is going to allow Liverpool to score in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They will take red cards.
Oh yeah,
to prevent them from scoring.
Absolutely, but only 4 points out of fifth right now. Tottenham has been flailing in fifth.
Is Son out for the season?
Yeah, he is.
Is he out for the season?
Yeah, he's done for the year.
That's what I heard.
Year?
Yeah, he's done for the year.
What happened? I missed this.
I can't remember what kind of injury it was. Was it?
I know he scored. He's has the all-time most goals for an Asian player in the Premier League as of this weekend. But I believe that also came with a departure via injury.
He was in Mourinho.
He's out
I
six
won't
to
count.
8 weeks after elbow surgery.
Mm.
Yep.
And then I think Jose Mourinho went with the short dog. He went with Lowski Daddy. Went with the Chris Magnum Chapman.
Yeah, I saw that.
One of Chris's bald brethren now.
Yes. Hey, you know what? The similarities get. get more and more between me and Jose.
Chris now has the haircut of Jose Mourinho.
The Portuguese Chris Magnum Chapman. Yeah. Before you know it, me and him, I'll be a world class manager.
Yeah.
Tanking running Man United into the ground.
Oh, Mourinho is not the driver who drove that bus off the ditch. Mourinho,
it's clearly Ed Woodward, but
Mourinho took control of the bus when it was already in the ditch.
Yeah, the free fall. I mean, you've had nothing but crapola after Fergie retires.
Yeah,
I mean, you've had David Moyes in there.
Yeah, that's a rough list.
Louis van Gaal. Oh, that was mm-hmm. Well, Van Gaal actually won a trophy. I think he won the Europa League. Maybe he won the FA Cup.
No, I think Man U won the Europa League one of those years.
Yeah, possibly.
I know they won a couple trophies with Mourinho in his first year because they went out and basically brought in the mercenaries. Zlatan.
Who's the mercenaries?
Yes.
So, big thing.
Okay.
First time that we can say this in over a year. Liverpool has lost a game.
No, they lost earlier in the Champions League. They lost to Napoli.
Really?
In the first game, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you guys hadn't lost in
over
a calendar
year. They lost a non-group stage game.
No, it's when you look at Klopp's record, and I didn't know how bad it was until today. His record against Spanish clubs in away legs of European tournaments, I think he's got one win and like seven losses and like one draw. It's been.
And the other factor there is that Diego Simeone has never lost a knockout game in the Champions League at Atletico.
At their home stadium, they've been
known to bunker down.
That's what they did today.
The instant they scored that goal, you knew that every bus in Madrid was about to be parked in front of that
Astros
goal.
Didn't and they even were. Need to steal those signs.
They were parking double deckers in front of, but.
Simeone was banging on a trash can on the sideline.
Yeah. Liverpool did not play
well. He basically was. Did you see him all through that match? Oh, he was animated.
Yeah.
I feel like
Atletico played really, really well.
I don't know if Liverpool Atletico could play better than what they did today.
Yeah, and Liverpool just did not.
Because Atletico probably could have had two or three goals in that game. Credit to those guys, Morata missing a sitter. Yeah.
He's been known. Yeah, he's been known to do that from time to time.
Yeah, he missed what probably should have been their second goal.
Yeah.
And Liverpool had zero shots on target, first time since October of 2018 that they have played a game where they had zero shots on target.
Good Lord.
Or zero shots on goal target.
Sturridge was likely up top that day.
Yeah, very popular with Lallana in the middle and Lovren probably playing somewhere on the back four. But
I think we can comfortably say Liverpool has been eliminated from the Champions League now.
Let's
be real. No one ever, like, they have a terrible history of comeback victories in Anfield in second legs.
Against Spanish teams, it's just not going to work. I kind of feel like
they're going to smack them.
Yeah, they are going to rip Atletico apart at Anfield.
Yeah, Diego Simeone's tactics only work for so long.
The fact that
with this
he's
going to
play a 10-1.
That's pretty much what he's going to do. No, he's going to play a 10-0 because he's going to have the goalie behind the. But, like, he was dropping his strikers back into the midfield, which was so strange. But
Alvaro Morata playing a holding midfield role.
Nobody bunkers like this guy.
Yeah. The problem for them is what happens when Liverpool scores an early goal against them at Anfield.
Mm-hmm.
Then the floodgates open because I just don't feel like.
Exactly.
Now, granted, all they need is one goal. 1-1 and they're through. The problem is I just don't see them holding Liverpool to one goal because Liverpool's pissed.
It's Anfield.
There's the mystique.
And there's also the reality of the fact that this isn't Simeone's best Atletico team.
And you're not playing.
As a matter of fact, he's probably done after this season.
You're not playing Granada either. So, you know, Liverpool played like crap. They didn't deserve a point. And you know, the only thing that sucked was the officiating. The refs were so bad in this game. Like,
let me play you a song on the world's smallest
violin. I'm just saying, like, look, I can clearly admit that Liverpool did not deserve a point. They played awful. But every time somebody was touched, they were going down and the refs were blowing. It's like, you know what? The referees kind of screwed the fans out of a good game? Because these are two,
I really don't think the Atletico fans are too upset.
They will be when they go to Anfield and they lose 4-0.
Could you imagine if they win?
I'm down.
They're not going to win.
But you know who did have a good game?
Holland.
Yeah.
That kid.
And you know what? Something else of significance happened in that Dortmund game.
Yeah.
There was a big assist.
Assist by
Gio Reyna.
Gio Reyna becomes the youngest American ever to have an assist in a Champions League game.
The youngest to play in the Champions League as well.
He's like 17 in 100 days or something like that. So he's
decent.
This poor kid is going to have to go from playing at Dortmund with Erling Haaland, and now he's going to get called up to the U.S. national team. Has to go send passes to Zardes and Altidore.
And watch them hit the guy sitting in row 15.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's the thing. We have so much talent coming up right now. Like, I'm worried about Tyler Adams. Hopefully he gets healthy.
Way is hurt again.
Which is also brutal. And then now we have Areola out, who, in terms of like the loss to the team, I don't think is that great. But anytime you have someone with an ACL injury, you don't like to see
it. You worry about that, yeah.
Yeah. Haaland looks like, somebody said it on Twitter today, but he legitimately looks like he was like created in a lab.
Yeah. This kid is ridiculous. Yeah.
I mean, what he's done in, I read he's got 36 goals already this year.
6 hat tricks.
37. What is it? 8 hat tricks?
I think 6 hat tricks.
6 hat tricks. And he's what? 19?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a fun team to watch now.
And
yeah, they're so
Sancho. We should mention that they did beat PSG today.
2-1.
2-1. Now
PSG's really going to choke out in the round.
It's in their DNA.
Yeah.
It's their MO.
That's why, because I was looking at it yesterday. I was talking on VSiN, and one of the guys ended up texting me after saying, who do you like in the Champions League? And I was looking at it, and I'm like, look, PSG's 7-1 to win it. That's good value. But I can't go with them because they're PSG. They're choke artists. Well, I don't think any of the top four favored teams to win it are going to do it. Because you've got Liverpool 4-1. Then you've got Man City at 450. Then you've got Barcelona at 550. And then you got PSG at 7-1.
Yeah, see, 7-1. I predicted Juventus before the...
I like Juventus. There's a lot of value there for a better.
There really is. And
because I believe they're still like 10-1 to win.
And that's, believe it or not, that's who Klopp picked to win. They asked him. He said Juventus.
Liverpool. He didn't pick Liverpool?
Take it for, psychological games.
Mm-hmm.
The guy knows what he's doing.
But also the way, what's he really done?
Hey, he's only won Champions League.
What is it? The Community Shield? No, what was
the Community Shield.
What was the other?
Oh, FIFA Club World Cup.
Yeah.
Listen, he won the Asian Intercontinental Cup a couple years ago in a preseason summer tour.
True.
Where they played Crystal Palace in the final in like Jakarta.
Oh no!
But I do agree that anytime you have Cristiano Ronaldo on your team, you have a pretty decent shot of winning a Champions League.
Yeah.
And speaking of Juventus, someone announced. Or someone who I don't think he ever. No, he didn't play. Obviously, did not play for Juventus. But Iker Casillas announced today that he was retiring from the game.
Speaking of Juventus, someone who never played for Juventus.
Yes.
But also played soccer.
Yeah. He played goalie, and Juventus had a pretty good goalie. Well,
was it Casillas? And it might have been Casillas. Well, I'll try to tie this in for you. I may be lying, but I think it was Casillas and Buffon had a deal that they would keep playing until one or the other retired.
Makes sense.
I think.
Who do you rate the better goalie?
Buffon.
Yeah.
Really?
Buffon was at one point the best in the world. When was Casillas that?
Well, but if you look
when
at
Buffon wasn't playing.
If you look at some of the
even then there was someone
some of
else.
The things that but Casillas won a champ. I think he was 18 when they won the Champions League the first time with him. I mean, an 18-year-old goalie winning the Champions League.
Buffon
never won the Champions League, did he?
Yeah, but Buffon's got a World Cup.
So does Casillas.
Yeah, but Buffon's also Buffon.
Well, Casillas is Casillas. I mean, I'm not saying that Casillas is better. I'm just saying that there's an argument to be made there.
I think Buffon's one of the best of all time.
I think he is too.
I think Casillas is fringe best of all time.
Like you could make the case if you base it on what he's won. I mean, I think he won 3 Champions Leagues, a World Cup.
He's a poor man's Keylor Navas.
Yes. is he still with Madrid?
I think so. He just got... Did he? No, I think he is. Because then they completely shafted him.
Yeah, but didn't he go somewhere else?
I thought he was still there. I could be wrong.
Kaylor Navas is...
Where's he at?
Oh, he's at PSG.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Nice. I could have sworn he'd gone to a big team.
He's their number one goalie, actually.
That's excellent. That's excellent.
He's played in 20 games this year for PSG.
I mean, simply put, the reason PSG didn't win, we all kind of mentioned it today. You don't start Icardi.
Yeah.
What happened.
I got that text at like 11 o'clock. Oh, PSG didn't start Icardi. And someone, I don't remember who it was. Oh, they're losing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean.
I did say it.
Yeah. He's
bet against him.
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Why Argentina has won the World Cup.
I feel bad for PSG because now it's 2 years in a row that they've had a case where they had a draw, and when the draw happened, it looked really good for them. And then when the match rolled around, the team had just beefed itself up to the point where they were way better.
Well, yeah, because they lost to United last year. Yeah. Was it last year where they got screwed against United? 2 years ago, they got screwed against Barca.
I remember that one.
Oh, last year was the one that we argued about.
The handball.
That you were by yourself in the argument.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of people agreed with me that it was
a bad call.
Agreed with you. Yeah. But this team, they're just not.
How long is Sancho going to be there?
Not long.
Oh, yeah.
He's gone. I think he's gone at the end of the summer.
Where'd he go?
United.
Barca.
You think United?
I think
Barca.
I think
that would be excellent.
Barca's trying to get him.
I think he's
trying to get everyone.
Speaking of FIFA Fair Play. Yeah. I feel like
that's how
you do it, right? If you're gonna break the rules, you do what Barca does. You know who their sponsor is? UNICEF. Nobody's going after UNICEF.
Yeah, it's a good point.
It's a good call.
But I feel like Sancho ends up in England.
I hope it's City.
Oh God.
I pray that it's
City. I don't think City will be able to sign him.
I hope Everton says screw financial fair play and builds a juggernaut.
Well, Newcastle's going to be taken over by Crown Prince at some point.
Like we just strip Man City we take Kevin De Bruyne, take Aguero.
You know,
start going after people.
The funniest thing to me, I mean, speaking of fair play, and I'll tie this into Man City, but the Boston Red Sox are owned by FSG, and I hate the Red Sox. I hate every sports team in the city of Boston. I hate Boston University just because they play in Boston. They could have the best people ever working for them, coaching them. I hate BU. I hate BC. Northeastern.
He doesn't hate BO, though, because he brings that every week.
So I find it funny.
If you work for Boston University and you listen to the show, tweet us at @OtherFBallPod telling Chris to suck it.
Yes, do that, please. The Terriers. So FSG owns the Red Sox.
To BU.
And that would explain a lot.
Nice.
So that would probably explain why I don't like you. But... FSG, they own the Red Sox. They fired their manager, Alex Cora, because of he was involved in all this sign-stealing stuff.
But I
find it funny that Liverpool has risen to the top of the Premier League. They're the defending Champions League winners. And the Red Sox sucked last year. And there was all this talk
I'm
among...
I'm going to find it really funny Liverpool fans. Cheating scandal comes out.
Right? Yeah. So Liverpool fans wanted FSG out. They wanted them to sell the team because there were not a lot, but there were some pretty vocal supporters who said, these guys don't care about Liverpool. They only care about the Red Sox. Liverpool is just a way for them
Have
to make
met
money.
Have Stan Kroenke by chance?
Yeah. Well, he's the worst. I mean, so there was a lot of talk. FSG out. He's only... owning Liverpool, they're selling Coutinho to put the money in the Red Sox, of course, which wasn't true. Every club has stupid supporters, but I find it funny.
Could you imagine that Liverpool sells Coutinho and the announced signing is Mookie Betts?
Yes. Yes. Well, they traded
which
Mookie
they didn't
Betts.
Get.
Yeah. So my thing now is maybe they traded Mookie Betts to avoid going over the luxury tax in baseball, so they can go out and sign Mbappe in the summer.
Yes. Could you imagine?
Red Sox fans, they don't care about the Red Sox. They only care about Liverpool.
That
hey, fine with me.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I'm sure. That
of course, you have a history of questionable ownership there. Like, really everyone involved in the Liverpool ownership.
Well, Hicks was the worst.
Whoa.
That's exactly why I said it.
Yeah, I know why you said it. We're not going to slander the king, but...
Chairman. Change his name, remember?
No, he's the king, always. And actually, 18 years ago today, he had the Sports Illustrated cover, The Chosen One.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's right. You know what's funny, though? I don't look at him as being a real Liverpool guy. Like, I guess someone probably got in his ear and said, hey, you should invest in this team. He was spotted wearing a Man U jersey like 2 years ago.
That's phenomenal.
I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like, no, you're telling me LeBron is only interested in something for financial reasons and doesn't actually believe
like,
in it?
I almost wonder if it was just an investment made by someone really close to him and they didn't even tell him that they invested in the team.
Well, it had an interesting...
He's from Cleveland and the guy shows up, or he's from Akron, the guy shows up at an Indians playoff game wearing a Yankee hat.
He did say if they played... Indians, Yankees, he's rooting for the Indians, but he also likes the Yankees.
Well, then you can't wear a Yankee hat to the game.
You can wear what you want to wear.
No, you can't. No, it violates rules.
What rules? What rules? Financial fair play rules?
No, the rules of fandom.
They actually had an interesting story I heard about Blaze Pizza, which he's also an investor in.
I actually like that.
I love Blaze Pizza, but they had...
I have not had it.
Blaze's quality, but they said...
it's okay, yeah. They said their sauce is pretty good.
They said the guy that started that idea is the guy who created Wetzel's Pretzels.
Hmm. Oh.
So his last name is clearly Wetzel. And so Maverick Carter, LeBron's business partner, said he meets him, and he was frustrated, the Wetzel's Pretzels guys, because he sold too early. So then it blows up, and he's kind of on the outside. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, I'm betting on that guy that's pissed off at the world to make a successful thing. And Blaze Pizza's done well.
I want to know who Otis Spunkmeyer is. Is that guy...
Probably dead.
He might be. Yeah.
Those are Famous tasty Amos. Cookies, though.
I didn't realize Famous Amos was an L.A. thing. I guess there was was actually like a stand at one point, a Famous Amos stand.
Hmm. What's your favorite kind of cookie?
Chocolate chip all the way.
Chocolate chip, TV? Are you a crunchy or a chewy chocolate chip?
I like the crunchy.
You like the crunchy?
Yeah. Chewy all
day, son.
Well, no, you know what? It depends, right? Like if I'm in the store... And if they're fresh, and there's nothing better than a fresh, chewy chocolate chip
100%.
Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm buying like a package of cookies...
Oh, I love when you bite in and it's soft.
No, yeah, to me, there's something about it that just doesn't taste right.
So my grandma had elite chocolate chip cookies.
Grandma's cookies?
Yeah, and so when she stopped making them, my mom actually got some of them shellacked for a Christmas ornament.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Grandma Joe.
So she kept the DNA of the cookie alive.
Yeah, it's in there. So years from now, when somebody, you know, does a little investigation into it, they'll be able to maybe recreate it. But
so I've got two potential topics that we can dive into here.
Okay.
One of them is the one that we already talked about, but we haven't really given. Do we want to give that a week and give everybody time to think about it before bringing it up?
I say give it a week. And okay. Yeah, because, I mean...
That's fine.
Because I want to create the best discussion.
Yeah, there's no rush.
Yeah. Like, it's something that we could do as the season, because...
Any other shows steal this idea without us? Well, let's not
tell them.
Well, I know. I'm not going to say it. Yeah. Yeah,
that's your teaser for next week, too. Yeah, we got a good conversation. Yeah. So, my second question to you is what we were talking about right before we got in here regarding the Astros and the cheating scandal. And we've talked about it a little bit about Liverpool's obviously
banning. Yeah, I like how you tried to,
I like it.
Subliminally throw in Liverpool. Yeah.
Well, because my next point was that we have mentioned, of course, that Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp is on the sideline banging the trash cans, and it's all going to come to light soon.
You got a card today, by the way.
Yeah, that was great. But
poor man's Jose Mourinho.
So they're the people who are talking about stripping the Astros of their title. Of course, how terrible Manfred, the commissioner, has handled everything. What do you guys think would be the equivalent in terms of cheating scandal? Like, first off, how big is this just on the global scale? And what do you guys think? Like, what would the fitting punishment be? Like, let's say, hypothetically speaking... Because I feel like I feel like Manchester City with the financial fair play thing.
It's
is
not
really,
a fair comparison.
It's not a fair comparison.
I do so like let's the say to make that
they're not cheating
too,
on the field, right? Yeah. Like so.
But like hypothetically, let's say it comes out 2 years from now that Jurgen Klopp was handing the refs. Well,
come
blank
on,
checks.
Why are we going to use Liverpool?
Why not use Barcelona?
They have tax. They cover for tax cheats. Use a La Liga team.
Allegedly.
By the way, it comes out it's so bad to watch.
It comes out that Jurgen Klopp has been dropping Benjamins into the pockets of the refs.
Yeah,
I feel like it's really tough to find any other kind of comparison.
Well, we kind of mentioned that when this first came out. There's not an equivalent, really.
No, like what if? I mean, I don't think there wouldn't be an advantage, but like what if you had clubs that were purposely leaving patches on the field, maybe like
The lights.
Extra wet. Yeah.
The lights just did.
Nah, I didn't mean patches like big divots, but maybe they were. Maybe they were leaving divots on the field in certain spots.
I think they were doctoring
the ball in a specific way.
Well, but the problem with the ball thing is that everybody's using the same ball. Like, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way.
It's not like the NFL where the Patriots are supplying their own deflated balls.
I can't think of anything that's even close.
The best comparison I can make is if you were bribing officials.
Well, it's obviously not a true one-to-one.
Sure.
We actually had this conversation with Nate Schmidt of the Golden Knights because he is a huge, huge baseball fan. Big Minnesota Twins fan. We asked him.
You play such an exciting sport when you're downtime. You want to watch something that's not going to get the blood flowing.
So, like, we asked him, and he could not think of anything in hockey that would be comparable to, like, I feel like football.
Attaching switchblades to the end of your stick.
Yeah, like football is.
Football is easy because you can just say they were stealing the opponent's plays.
Which is what the Patriots were doing.
No. I'm talking like on a serious level of you knew exactly what play was coming.
Like the Patriots did. That was pretty much the premise of Spygate.
I'm talking about in the moment. Oh. Belichick has in his ear.
Well, they've been accused of doing that too. Stealing the headset communications. Now, there's never been proof that they've done it, but some teams have had some weird stuff happen with their headsets when they're playing in Foxborough.
There's been accusations of like tomfoolery with the headset signals. That organization has been cheating
for 20 years.
Look, this isn't my point, Chris. My point isn't what the Patriots are doing. My point isn't equivalent to what the Astros are doing.
I don't really know if you can come up with one.
You can't. Like, the biggest equivalent that I can come up with is if you actually had like. If the Patriots are playing the Jets and Bill Belichick is hearing what Adam Gase is saying in his headset, that's what it's like.
Yeah, no, it is 100%. Because soccer, the only thing like designed plays is set pieces, and you just don't get a set piece. You can't.
The lights had those boards that meant nothing.
Oh my gosh. No, I forgot about that.
Remember they used to have the little guy who'd run around with the little bag of water.
Yep. Yeah, just bite the corner off the plastic bag.
Those were ingenious.
Yeah, something like that.
Like the closest thing in soccer, just in terms of something that can significantly shift and impact the outcome of a game, would be bribing officials.
What about a goal being the wrong? No, because then they both play on the opposite. Yeah, there's nothing.
I mean,
I'm thinking of like if you had like the goal not be regulation.
Yeah, but if you knew it and you practiced for that,
but then it has to switch at the half.
No, but if you know, all right, this half of
the
field.
Smaller goal. Yeah.
Yeah, but I've played on terrible fields. Like, it doesn't work that way.
We had a basketball court back home that one hoop faced normally, and the other hoop was so crooked that you had to switch halfway through the game to make sure that nobody got an unfair advantage.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. There has to be a way.
Play half court.
Yeah,
but like
one of the exercise.
Maybe your cleats are longer. I don't know, but.
Yeah, that's still not doing enough.
No,
like,
I mean,
the only thing I can think
of
is the ball somehow you cheat and have some like magnetic thing with the ball. Like,
the ball seeks
it's
the
like,
ball.
It's like Bugs Bunny with Space Jam when you got the magnet with the ball. That's the only thing I can think of.
God bless the Warner Brothers.
But let's say, for the sake of argument,
yeah,
Klopp gets caught bribing officials.
Yeah, hell yeah.
They've been doing it for years. It was bad.
Send him to MLS.
Yeah.
That's his punishment.
That's the punishment.
You have to manage DC United.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Or Cincinnati's looking for a manager. Maybe you
they might be looking
there.
For a manager for the next couple of years.
So yeah. I thought that story got juicier today.
That's crazy.
At first I saw it, and I saw that the coach had said that he was – for those that don't know, the FC Cincinnati coach stepped down today after allegations that – he was using racial slurs at practice with the players.
That's never a good thing.
No.
And at first, like, I see the thing come out that he said the N-word because he was singing a song.
Yeah.
And the lyric, like, and he just slipped during the lyrics. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, it's a little bit ridiculous that he's being fired for this. Like, I don't condone the use of racial slurs.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's a believable story, though.
It is a believable story. Until today, when... In the MLS Players Association press release they named names. They specifically were like, that story is a straight up lie. Like, that is not what this was. He is lying about it.
Well, even in FC Cincinnati's statement with him stepping down, they said troubling trends emerged or something like that.
Yes, that's
like,
clearly yeah, not.
He was probably racist. Yeah,
like I feel like. Oh my God, I feel like it's a significant difference than him just getting really excited during Gold Digger.
Which is still, which is still bad. Which fireable, you're on the edge there.
I feel like it's a disciplinary thing, it's but it's probably not like a fireable offense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
like if you're singing a song and you just happen to, you know, you kind of lose track or you lose the moment. Now, I don't do it because I'm always conscious about that, but I could understand, like, it's a believable story, right? Like, you're like, all right, he's an idiot, but it's a believable story.
Well, that's what Jason is, a writer for BGN, also a degenerate gambler that interacts with TV on Twitter. He wrote an article about this. Last year, there was an issue with the N-word being used by a non-black player. It was a whole thing. And he's going through the list, and he said, also, like you said, it's a workplace. Like, don't use it at your workplace. I understand it's a sport, but it's still your office. Workplace. So, that was wild. And then also this weekend with the Porto match.
The part that baffled me the most about that is the guy tries to walk off, and his teammates are not having his back.
Every teammate, like, slap yourself. This dude's clearly dealing with racial discrimination, and he's trying to walk off, and they're like, no, dude, please don't walk off.
The
like,
problem
let him
is
go.
He's doing the right thing.
100%.
And
he has no backing.
No.
That's the word. Like, if I'm that guy, I'm demanding a transfer tomorrow.
Yeah. But that's the problem with the Italian league. I mean,
well,
there was
the Portuguese league.
Portuguese.
Oh, right.
So it's a trend that now has...
the jerseys. I was confused.
Well, they said it has to get to the point where, and it could have been essentially that match... where a non-black player
decided
has to walk off.
I'm done with this.
I'm gone. Like if you're doing this to my teammate, I'm walking off.
Yeah, and I mean, and you
it just
can't.
Seems like it's not getting to that point yet.
You can't have commercials, and you can't have promotions, and you can't run things in magazines and newspapers saying that you're standing up
to
racism.
Heat of the moment.
Because exactly,
especially winning when the game. Anti-racism campaign involves players depicted as monkeys.
Yeah.
I mean,
that was a really questionable call.
Yeah, not a good call, Serie A. But
the Italian league is possibly the worst offenders of this. Though.
Well, and the thing is with Italy, it gets worse as you go further south.
Yeah,
like it's bad in southern. Like, because I know, because I have family from there, and. Let's just say they're not exactly
enlightened individuals.
Yeah, they're not exactly on the up and up. They're not cool. They're Sicilian, and I mean, I'm not knocking Sicilian people because it's in my genes, the Sicilian blood.
Sicilian people not knocked. Racist Sicilian people knocked.
Assholes.
Yeah, we're knocking you.
And I have some in my family, and it's disgraceful, and it embarrasses me, and I don't even associate with these people. Because it's so disgusting.
Yeah,
but
it's just gonna take somebody to. It's gonna take a big moment for somebody to step up.
You know
and
what?
Do it.
It takes a mega star to do something, and I don't
it's
know.
Not Lukaku.
Yeah, I mean, like hypothetically, if Cristiano Ronaldo was in his waning, like I mean, he's getting close to retirement, but like if he was retiring and he was playing with Porto, I don't think he would because that wasn't his boyhood club. But hypothetically, he's on that Porto team.
Yeah.
If he walks off the field,
it's a huge thing. It's
a big moment.
Yeah.
The one player walking off on his own and his teammates trying to stop him, that's a really bad look.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, it looks worse for everybody.
That's one of those where you go in the locker room afterwards and it's like, really? Like,
what the hell, man?
Yeah.
And to me, it's a lot like, I mean, it's not like it, but it's completely different circumstances, and I don't want to go down this rabbit hole, but I will. It's like when the guy from the Steelers... Antonio Villanueva went out by himself.
I think it's James.
I thought it was Antonio Villanueva.
I think it's Charlie Villanueva.
No, that's the dude who used to wear that
goofy
headband.
No, I know who you're talking about. The offensive lineman. Yeah.
He plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. I don't know if he still plays.
I know exactly who you're talking about. Yeah.
He's
Alejandro.
Alejandro. Good call. What did I say, Antonio? All right.
Yeah.
So he goes out, and he is the lone Pittsburgh Steeler for the national anthem.
Yeah.
That's a bad look for the Steelers. And I'm not debating whether it's right or wrong.
Yeah.
But when one guy goes out and does something on his own, and he's a member of the team, and everyone else, nobody else on the team has his back.
Yeah, it's tough.
It's a bad look. And for the Portuguese league, I didn't really know of too much racism in the league because I know it's a there is some diversity in Portugal, probably a lot more than Italy because Portugal had some colonies. So there are some. You know, immigrants like France, you know, France has a lot large immigrant population because they had colonies in Africa. Well, Portugal had a couple too. Your history lesson brought to you by Chris Magnum Chapman.
I believe Europe is dealing with some new immigration too.
Angola was one, and I think Cape Verde Islands are another. But you know, the thing is, this needs to end
for sure. It needs to end outside of soccer. It needs to end in the world.
It's gotten to the point where racism is almost becoming synonymous with certain leagues. And you know, for Portugal, I lived around a lot of Portuguese people. They were the most nice. They were some of the nicest people. My landlords in New Jersey were from Portugal.
Yeah, but this is the problem when you try and apply the viewpoints that we carry and that a few other nations carry to the rest of the world, which isn't necessarily on the same wavelength. Like, this is what happens.
Well, but the problem is there's a lot of racism in America, too. And it's like, I mean, yeah, maybe it doesn't extend to sports, but I had the argument with someone the other day. It wasn't really an argument. It was more of an agreement where we were talking about some of these states where, you know, like Alabama, they'll cheer for the black guy playing football on Saturday, but if he comes home with their daughter on Sunday,
they're
having a conniption.
Yeah.
You know, it's a completely different story. And I mean, it wasn't that long ago that we were segregated, you know? It needs to go away. It really does. I mean, it's just such a bad, bad thing. And I mean, for it to continue to happen, I mean, this is like the fourth or fifth incident in soccer this year.
Yeah,
in one of the bigger leagues. I mean, I know Russia, for FIFA to have given Russia the World Cup, they throw freaking bananas on the field in Russia.
Yeah, I was going to say, in Qatar also a very open-minded
nation. Yes, yeah. Well known for their tolerance.
For their human rights championing.
Yeah. But yeah,
I mean, part of the problem is FIFA.
Well, for sure. Yeah.
But you can't run a phony campaign and then you
not do anything.
You turn your back on the campaign yourself.
No. Yeah, it's again, I think we all agree it's something that shouldn't be in the world. It shouldn't be in soccer. It's just bad overall.
And your teammates have to have your back. Because basically what they're saying is that's okay.
Yeah. That's like if somebody makes fun of TV. Are we gonna make fun of them afterwards? For sure. But at the time, we'll step up for the most part.
Granted, you two are real intimidating.
If someone else calls you Bert and Ernie on the field,
Threw the ball at him, we were not there to defend you.
Yeah, yes. But how'd that go?
From a distance, we're like, hey.
Listen, we can't
bump. No, you weren't. You were laughing.
we can't run on the pitch. But
yeah, this is true.
So on a less serious note,
the
J-League.
Are we back in action this week?
Gets underway.
Yeah, there's a quick offseason.
Friday morning.
Yeah, what is their offseason?
The very first game of the J-League season.
Oh, boy.
We have a big one. We have Shonan Belmar taking on Urawa Reds, 2 a.m.
Yes,
Friday morning.
Oh, the derby.
The Magnum versus TV derby.
Oh, what in the hell is my match?
You're also playing Friday, but not till 9 p.m. on Friday night. So
wait a second. So there's some games that are super early time?
It's almost like the Premier League.
Probably like the super early one.
2 a.m. for Las Vegas.
That must be like the day before prime time for them.
That's basically a Thursday afternoon game for us. 2 a.m. is like 11 in the morning, and I'm trying to think. Do the math real quick. Let's see. So 2 a.m. there is about 10. Yeah, I think it's about 11 in the morning our time.
That's weird.
On Thursday.
So I got the night game.
Yeah, you got the night game.
Who we got?
Nagoya Grampus. They are taking on Vegalta Sendai.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Sendai may have come back up this year. I'm not sure who was.
Okay, we humble the promoted team.
Yes. Like that. So I've seriously considered it, and I don't know the answer.
DAZN.
So I'm gonna ask about DAZN. If someone listens to the show,
has a recommendation?
Has DAZN? Are the games available to watch in replay like ESPN Plus? Because I'm not gonna watch a game at 2 a.m.
If you were dedicated, you would. But
well, I also have work.
Yeah, so. It's a valid point. It's a fair point.
So if I can rewatch the match at a later time,
yeah.
I think I'm going to go in on DAZN just so I could watch the games.
I'm down.
But, yeah, J-League back in action this week. And
yeah, that is the shortest offseason in the history of sports.
It literally ended in, what was it, December?
Yeah.
Because I can remember it was
can't even take like a full vacation. That's like a 3-day weekend. You have to come back to work.
I know. It's like President's Day.
Yeah.
You know. A 3-day weekend. Yeah.
You're like, well, back
Monday
to
night comes. You're like, oh, that went quick.
Yep.
So, I don't even know how we would predict who's going to win the J League.
I would just say the Grampus, obviously.
I think As long as Shonan does not get relegated, I will be thrilled.
You're pulling for no relegation. I think Urawa
makes it this season.
Yeah.
Who won it last year?
Yokohama. Yokohama F. Marinos.
Okay.
Where I will be at their stadium in July.
Okay.
Nissan Stadium. In, it was only about 2 miles from where the lady lives.
Okay.
In fact, yeah. We pass it on the bus to and from the airport.
Yeah, I'm looking to... if anyone has a... Oh, what's it called? Is it DH Gate?
Yes.
If anyone has a DH Gate J League jersey connection, feel free to plug that.
Will do.
I've been trying to find a Grampus jersey, and they're nowhere.
Oh.
And the one site that had them, it was like a concept jersey, so it wasn't an actual jersey. Oh,
wasn't the real one?
No, which was odd. It was a decent looking jersey, but
I bought my tickets to go back to Japan in the summertime. Stock up,
take an extra bag.
So yeah, I will have a little more time to actually look, because last trip was only like 6 days, so this one's going to be about 10. So I have a few more days to where I can actually look for things, but I will be taking a trip down to Shonan, where of course Shonan Bellmare plays, so I will actually possibly take a trip to the stadium and see if I can find like a team store or something. And who knows, maybe the team store will have
other teams. That'd be nice.
Because I didn't see anything when I went to the FC Tokyo game. They did have
except for the hair products.
I wanted to get a scarf. I wanted to be that guy that had the FC Tokyo Sarris Negros scarf, but they didn't have scarfs. They had beanies, they had baseball caps, and they had sweatshirts, but no...
Who is your baseball cap right now, by the way?
Hanshin Tigers.
Hmm.
Yeah, okay. My Japanese baseball team. They've been actually my team for a while, but...
Shout out to Ichiro.
Did not play for them.
Shout out to Yu Darvish.
He did not play for them.
Shout out to Masahiro Tanaka.
You know who does play for them? The dude who played for Fukudome, who played for the Cubs a couple years ago. He was an all-star.
Yeah, that he was. Yeah. I believe he had a brief Indians tenure as well, now that I think about it.
Was it Kiseki? No, something.
No, I think it was. It might have been.
Yeah, Fukudome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have two more things to wrap up
on. We do. Yeah, so TV, I will...
Defer the coin toss?
Yeah, relegate to you.
Fair.
And you can pick the... or tell us what Carson does.
Well, lucky for Carson, I was watching a very, very good documentary over the weekend that has definitely revealed to me that Carson is a cursed pastor who has the ability to turn into a velociraptor, and he uses it to fight crime.
Oh, yeah. I saw this circulating on Twitter.
It was the great... Let me tell you.
I'm thankful you didn't say I was a young girl that tried to cross a wood bridge.
Good point. Let me tell you, though. Parasite, absolutely the wrong choice for... Best picture. This movie, Velocipastor, was the greatest thing that I have ever seen in my life. Unreal.
All right. And I will end with the Chris Magnum Chapman game of the week. Not a lot of poor matches to choose from this week. I mean, we have.
I can give you one.
Well, I think that's where I'm going.
Oh, no.
Saturday morning.
9 versus 10.
7 a.m. 13 versus 14.
Oh, yeah.
Newcastle United we and Crystal have Palace.
Newcastle and Crystal Palace.
At Selhurst Park.
Yes. I feel bad when I put one of your teams in the game.
It's one of those where...
But it's kind of inevitable, right? Because you have Chelsea and Spurs, good game. Burnley and Bournemouth. All right, Burnley's 10th, but Bournemouth, I think, is 16th. Sheffield's too good. Leicester and Man City, good game. Two versus three.
I'm excited about
Southampton and Villa, what's that, 17 versus 18? Something like actually, I think Southampton's a little bit higher. Southampton's 12th.
The hell?
Yeah, they've made a pretty good run. What the hell
they got up there for?
Yeah. So, Brighton and Bournemouth is a pretty bad match. That's 15 versus 16, but that's not really how we do it.
Yeah, they were closer to the middle of the pack there.
Oh, it's Brighton and Sheffield. For
mediocrity.
My bad. Yeah. So, yeah, there's some
good. What Chris strives for.
Man United and Watford. Watford's too far down the table.
Yeah.
Maybe a year ago that would have qualified.
For sure.
But Liverpool, West Ham, that's actually a Monday afternoon game. That's weird. I never liked those, but they call it Monday Night Football in the UK.
Hmm.
But, yeah. All right.
Tea time.
They have Dennis Miller over there calling the Liverpool games.
Oh, my God. Dennis Miller. That was an experiment that did not work.
I think they need to bring Dennis Miller, Jason Witten, and Booger McFarlane
all into one
booth.
Yeah, poor
Booger. You have the Booger Mobile going down the sideline at Anfield.
Joe Tessitore doing the...
Well, when this team scores a goal, That means they went ahead.
Yeah. They are winning the game. Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the observation.
Dennis Miller, Jesus.
Oh, Dennis Miller would just go off on these rants. And the funny thing is, I think I'm one of like one in a million because I find Dennis Miller funny. I just found him awful.
Oh, you're the guy.
Yeah, I'm the guy. I just found them awful on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's just there's certain times and places that
should not mix. All right. That's going to do it for us. We are in the bad studio, so we don't have closing music. So I'm just going to say, you've been listening to the Other Football Podcast. You can catch us a lot of different places: LV Sports Network, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, BGN.FM.
Shout out to Roughneck Scarves.
Shout out to Roughneck Scarves. iHeartRadio at Carson A. Merck on Twitter at Other F Ball Pod.
At TV at Work.
And at Magnum 702. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one, everybody.